Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What exactly would the principle be?
I don't, dude. My wife, whenever she finds something, she enjoys.
So the principle of her having an addictive
outside, going outside, out doing outdoors
yeah,
things.
Yeah, okay.
Fine. Whatever. So she went to, she asked me on, it was, when was the game? Saturday. She asked me Saturday morning, our friends, who I love very much, they got tickets to, two tickets to the Stripers game. Mm-hmm. They said they want to take steps. I'm like, all right, okay. And then I thought I left it at that. She's like, "You don't want to go?" I was like, "Them your friends." Not, yeah. And I like them and everything, yeah. But I don't want to be them your people.
I'm sitting through a baseball game with
yeah.
them.
Yeah. So she went with them and she just taking all the pictures, sending me all the pictures. I was like, "Okay, we've done this before because for his birthday, they always get a box there for his birthday." And then we went, it's cool, whatever. Yeah. And so yesterday, we're watching the Braves game, me and Samson, and she's like, "You know what we should do?" I was like, "What?" That Stripers thing, they have like different nights. They have like, they have that restaurant. You're like, which one? The $3 one. I was like, oh, yeah. Well, you can sit there and you can watch it, and we can take Basher. He can go play and all those different things. I think we should go ahead and get season tickets.
She had all of her ducks in a row.
I was
there
like,
is a lot of that
to make her
case. Stuff that she says happens does happen. It is a lot of fun.
Hold on. And so, again, me and my boy, we watching the game. And I was like, I don't want to watch that shit. I want to watch this.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, what's the difference? And then Samson's like, Mom. The difference is, you don't know no better. These are professionals. Well, I say technically those guys aren't too Samson.
Right,
but I was like, she was like, this morning, she looks into it. Like, well, they paid this much for their season tickets. I was like, babe, I don't want to be no season ticket fucking holder for no Stripers. All right? I just don't. I'm sorry. That just ain't how I fucking roll.
You need a partial.
No. I'm not going to be going.
10 games.
No.
When the Barons come to
that
town.
Means I got to fucking go.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's fun,
that's what
you can look. Get you some Cutwater Club tickets. They're the ones right behind home plate. There's a bar inside with air conditioning.
I got a house with beer and air conditioning. Okay,
it's true, but it's
my
not,
pool's open.
But a
I'm cool.
Game
plus, also like you
got to
watch the Braves games. Like,
yeah.
Talk
also,
about it.
Yeah, true. But
like, if you're going to all these Stripers games, we're gonna be leading the fucking show with.
Well, that's why
Darius Vine starts.
That's what
I'm
saying. Like, I
can't be doing that.
Smith Shauver.
I don't get.
You're going to see Hurston Waldrop.
I
want to
see
soon?
Them in a Braves uniform. Yeah. Like, again, I went to the Stripers game one time. Only went once, and it was in a box. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I had a lot of – it was cool. Cool, and I'm fine with that. But you think I'm going to be going to –
Get you like a 10-game package
nope.
of games when the Braves are away,
mm-hmm.
which you can still watch on TV there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come to – you give us all the updates on how's A.J. Smith-Shawver looking, you know, and how's Bryce Elder's last
Dude.
Start. How's Ozzie looking on that rehab start, you know? Because that's going to happen soon, too.
This is a fucking 0% chance that happens.
That's just there. Basically, the baseball is just kind of like the viewing.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Bar.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bar where you know,
yeah.
the cover
yeah.
charge to get in. And then you've got other guys, yeah, like scouting Dylan Lee's rehab.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
it is a lot of fun. It's
and
a
that's how
relaxing atmosphere.
And that's how
you know?
They. That's how the gentleman is. He's that's him. Like scouting. It's like, dude, I'm sitting here trying to drink a motherfucking drink. You want another drink? Oh no, I'm good. I'm busy. Busy doing what?
He's keeping score?
Like, get out of here, man.
No, I'm not. No, you got
to. Come on, dog.
Like, minor league baseball games are great to go to, like, once or twice a year. But, like, I can't imagine being. Unless I lived in a small town. Like, if I lived in Winston-Salem, I could see going to that because there's nothing else to do. But like
if you live near the stadium,
but
I
if you live in Gwinnett, you live in Atlanta. Like the Braves play here. You know what I mean?
And that's like, all I kept saying. Like
the Braves,
but I told you. Here.
But, no, but if you live in Buford or Lawrenceville, and it's only a 10-minute drive,
I know what you mean. But like
coming an hour.
But I just, you wouldn't let me get season tickets to the big club. So what makes you think I want to do this?
Well, she won't let you get season tickets to the big club. Have you tried?
We had a conversation.
That's what the conversation.
That was gonna be my retirement thing, dog. I was gonna get season tickets to the Braves, the Hawks, and the Falcons. I was gonna go to games and everything. That shit went away so fast.
What? Like you just went to one and you were like, "Fuck this."
Yeah.
Because like that's the opposite of what your retirement
because,
is.
Because no, I no,
you
I went
talk
to,
about them and you
I,
don't
yeah,
go
to retired. Went to the Falcons game and everything. It was like
you hate going to games.
I know, but
that you didn't know that.
But I processed into the hate.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
got
and
got
so
it,
I was like, man, okay. Right. This is cool.
You thought you liked going to games because you used to like going.
Yeah,
to games
because I was always in them. So I never went to games before. So I'm like, I'm a big sports fan.
All those people having
I'm
a
love watching games.
Yeah, it's not the same when there's not 15 plays designed for it.
Yeah, so yeah,
gotta wait in traffic.
And that shit went away like that. Shit went away so damn fast. Like, fuck, I don't want to be. I'm kind of ready to go home. Yeah, go to basketball, went to a Hawks game. Like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, you're fortunate enough to be like the 1% of people that have played, you know, professional sports.
About halftime, I was like, shit, I'm ready to fucking go.
Yeah.
And it just kept progressing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about going to games is you can't.
It's a commitment, dog.
Oh, yeah. It's the game is 2.5 hours, but it's an hour to get there, an hour to get home, traffic, all the money you spend. And if the game sucks, you can't change the channel.
That's a lot of stuff, like, man.
To admit this, I was covering the Braves when I first started with the station in 2019 through their 2021 season.
Yeah.
And I got to admit that my year after when I was switching to the Falcons, I really did not watch many Braves games because it reminded me of work. Like,
yep.
It reminded me of, it's not necessarily that, like, I don't want to, like, complain, like, oh, like, going to the Braves.
Sure.
But, like, anything that you have to do and you start missing things that you'd rather be doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Now,
right.
You, at least you got to cover good teams.
Yes.
I had, I had the same 3-year stretch covering the Mariners, and they were awful.
Wow!
And there's nothing better than the summer after you did that for multiple years, and it's like 6 o'clock, and it's a beautiful summer Thursday night, and you're like, I don't have to go to the ballpark.
Relief.
This is fucking great. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. God, just like late August. Pre-game clubhouse for a team that has nothing to live for.
Right.
All right. What are you hoping to see from? I don't even know who pitched. What are you hoping to see from Felix tonight? Right. You know. hopefully, he gives up 0 runs because that's our only chance of winning.
That's got to be just horrible.
Horrible. And then at least by September, they call the young kids out.
What's worse? Covering because y'all don't cover it. I've never done it before. Covering a bad baseball team, football team, or basketball team.
Baseball.
Baseball, it's more games.
There's nothing worse than covering a bad baseball team.
The longest games, just one game, takes
longer in that sport than any other. Well, and it's also pregame. You have the pregame dugout with the manager, postgame. Half the guys don't speak English, so there's only like 3 guys you can talk to after the game anyway. And, I mean, with a baseball team that sucks, they know they suck by May.
Right.
But the season's not over till October. So, you know, like, it's just, it's so, like, I covered the 0-12 Huskies football team. At least it was only 12 games.
Right.
You know, like, now they told Tyrone Willingham that he was relieved of his duties in October, but let him coach through the rest of the year. It was miserable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was fucking miserable. But at least it was only 12 games.
Could you imagine, like, the beat reporters that are having to cover the White Sox right now?
Sure.
You know, like it's already probably
yes,
a chore.
Yes, I can. I absolutely can.
So at what point did it become a chore of like, hey, I've got to go to work instead of going to a Major League Baseball game?
I had to you got to not let that happen. Like it is frustrating and it's, you know, this sucks and no one wants to talk to you, but it's like you're getting paid to be at
a
baseball stadium.
Step back and
don't be a fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
You know, like in hindsight now I can look back and kind of make fun of it and stuff, but like like, okay, I'm going to Safeco Field and getting paid for it.
Yeah.
This is my dream.
Right.
This is, you don't get tired of it. Like, because I mean, the other thing about baseball is you're surrounded by guys that are jaded. Like, baseball writers are the most bitter group of media in sports.
What?
They're just so bitter.
It's because they have to sit through the same, like...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pop songs that play in the middle of the third and
yeah.
Right.
Game.
When the song Center Field, is it John Fogerty that does that song? When the song Center Field would come on pregame at 6:15 every game, and all the beat writers would just like pantomime shooting themselves in the head, I was like, man, these guys are miserable.
Is that how Red Sox beat reporters feel about Sweet Caroline?
Definitely.
It has to be.
Definitely.
At some point,
yeah. I mean, because we went, when we went up there, we went to Boston, I wanted to go, like, I thought it was the coolest thing ever, the Sweet Caroline. Now, I hate the fucking stadium because we were sitting behind the fucking, one of them damn post things.
Yeah, sight-restricted
seats.
Yeah,
sight-restricted fucking seats.
That sucks.
But I didn't care, man. I just wanted to go to a damn Boston Red Sox game.
Yeah, those are the best tickets you can get?
Fuck, I got them the day of the game.
Yeah.
And so we walked down and walked to the box office. Yeah. I needed five, and so that, I mean, it went bad.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Dude.
Every day.
That's
they're there early every day.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Those guys are there.
6 weeks before a 6 month season doing that.
Yeah.
They're at noon taking batting practice, getting fucking treatment.
That's long. Because I'm trying to think, dude, like you had a night today, I would probably sleep in the clubhouse. Do they have
some
like?
Some of them do.
I'm sure they got some kind of.
They take naps, some especially on days like doubleheaders.
Oh, yeah, I take a nap. Yeah. I can't take no fucking nap. And then get back up to play? No.
Mm-mm. If it's 3 or 4 hours in between games, I can see that. And that does happen.
I take the fact because we used to take naps during practice, but it's different.
Yeah, it's a grind. Like, it is interesting covering teams in different sports for multiple seasons and stuff like that. And just kind of get into the rhythm of it. The NFL season rhythm is the best for a reporter, for me. Because, like, everything happens at the same time every day, every week, pretty much.
It's during the day.
It's during the day. Yeah, like, all right, Monday and Tuesday are pretty chill. Wednesday you get to talk to most of the people. By Saturday morning, maybe you get the coach briefly, or Friday afternoon, something like that. Saturday is pretty much off, which is nice. Sunday, just the game. Like, it's all games at 1, get there at 11. You're out of there by 5:30, like, NFL beat reporting is the best.
Randy, what was your, like, how long were you at the facility when you're playing? Because I was actually surprised to kind of see, as media, I would see the schedule up on the TVs in the locker room, and, like, they're there basically all day.
Yeah.
And they're there from, like, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I would get there at 7 o'clock every day and get 7 a.m., get your workout in, and do all your body stuff, meetings. So, yeah, 7 to probably about 4:30.
Mm-hmm. How much of that schedule was determined by you, and how much it was the team saying, "Hey, you need to do this at this time"?
No, well, you got to. Well, they. You got either you work out in the morning or at lunch.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but
You have that choice.
Yeah.
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 So you got to get a workout in at some point, and then when's the first scheduled event that you have
probably
to be at,
eight o'clock.
For you about the workouts, are you working out to like get stronger when you're there?
No. Recovery.
So, like, you go in at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I leave my house at usually 6:30.
What are you doing?
Like, leave my house at 6:30. Oh, on a Tuesday?
Or just, like,
like, it depends. Like, after a game, 9 o'clock, I'll be there, 9:30, Tubbs. Wednesday, work day, I'm there probably about 6:45, getting in Tubbs for about 15 minutes, get a 30, 45-minute workout, grab some dinner.
But, like, what's the workout?
Usually, mine it was upper body, but most times I would do a complete body lift, but I wouldn't do any heavy squats. Mm-hmm. I would do more like lightweight squats, leg press.
Mm-hmm. Maintain your conditioning.
Maintain conditioning, more dumbbells and just straight bar stuff and stuff like that. Yeah, but I didn't do all that applied shit with them fucking bands and all that shit. Fuck that shit.
Sabermetric workout.
Yeah, no, fuck all that shit. But no, it's long. It's a long fucking day.
College football is a different beast covering, just because the schedule is similarly good, but the secrecy, like you can't see certain stuff, and you can watch practice for 15 minutes, then you have to leave. Then you have to hang around post-practice to interview the coach.
Probably have to watch a lot more shit at a distance, too, huh?
With the NFL, everything's on the up and up for the most part. Like, you get to see what you get to see.
You say secrecy, what you mean, some backsliding?
No, like the teams won't let you talk to certain guys or tell you certain stuff or see certain things. Like, in the NFL, everybody has the same access across the board.
That would be the funny thing, because you always knew when the press was coming, everybody just stay in the training room?
Sure. Yeah. Which that's true in every sport,
everybody just sitting there.
But, like, with college football, I covered the team when Willingham was there, and it was pretty chill. They sucked, but it was pretty chill. And then Sark got there, and it was just weird. Like, he was a dick. He wouldn't let you see anything or talk to anybody, and, like, he would change the schedule willy-nilly and do all this different stuff. So it was like, it's all at the whim of the coach in college football, because everything is, has to be like nuclear code secrets. Because if they knew Jake Locker was going to be fucking running the option on Saturday, you might not win the game.
Right.
Even though you run the same shit every Saturday. But, yeah, that was the big difference there covering those guys.
The greatest thing about that was we were practicing in, like, you've been where the practice fields are in Athens. Mm-hmm. There's a wall right there. And motherfucker, they caught a dude with the camera hanging over the fucking wall.
Sure.
That was always.
What happens to that guy?
Oh, dude, that's
banned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.